We're gonna do this. This is the meme, the podcast meme. Edit this part out.
Hello, welcome back to Scott and Callum Say Stuff.
Hey, everyone.
The only podcast where both Scott and Callum say stuff. Welcome to the Star Wars edition, because it's May the 4th.
It is May the 4th. We got here right on time.
When you listen to it. It's May the 3rd today, but
No, it's not.
No, we recorded that. We stayed up till midnight to record this, and then...
I'm so tired, man. It's midnight, bro.
Yes, it's currently Saturday, 4th of May.
2019.
Did you forget the year?
No, I was going to make a Star Wars joke. I was going to say, like, 4BBY or something.
BB-8.
Now, BBY is before the Battle of Yavin, aka when the Death Star was blown up.
We're gonna talk about Star Wars today, so if you don't like Star Wars, you're not going to enjoy it.
Keep listening, because we need all the traction we can get.
Please, our attention rate was 1/5 between episode 1 and 2, so please listen.
Yeah, like, come on.
Right, so we've got some things we need to talk about, because it's Star Wars. So we've got, I want to talk all things Star Wars. So firstly, I think we need to discuss the fact that Peter Mayhew, at the age of 74, has passed away. So for those of you who don't know, Peter Mayhew was the original Chewbacca in the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. And he was hired because he was 7'2".
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
Real tall.
Like, that's insane.
Bigfoot levels of height.
I only found out a few, like... when I was looking up that he passed, that he was actually that tall. Like, I had no... because Harrison Ford... you look at them together, like, Harrison Ford isn't short.
No, he's a big boy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, that's insane. And obviously, he reprised his role in episode 3 as well.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Though, the Wookiee scene in episode 3 always kind of confused me, because I would never have understood how many 7'2" people there actually are.
It's just, it's like the Oompa Loompas. It's one guy, like, just running around in front of a green screen. Doing.
Oh, if I cloned him. Just no pun intended.
Just clone ward in.
I'll express my love for the Clone Wars at some point during this podcast.
I mean, we can do that now. I think we had to, I mean, we've got to express the fact that, like, you know, rest in peace, Peter Mayhew. You were the best of all of us. It's
sad that I'm seeing all my childhood heroes slowly pass away. Like, I knew this day was eventually going to come, but it's like, now that it's actually come about, I've realised how sad it actually is.
David Attenborough's still kicking, though.
Oh, that's going to be a sad day.
He's going.
That's going to be such a sad day when we lose Attenborough.
I think there's going to be, like, an international day of mourning.
I feel like there should be. Just turn it into a holiday.
We should invite, like, all the animals he's, like, helped along the way.
What, in some, like, Lion King style?
Yeah, like
Circle
Pride
of Life.
Yeah, like Pride Rock.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just elephants carrying...
We're going to mourn David Attenborough at Pride Rock, are we?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Pride Rock in Brighton.
Pride... We're all going to play guitars in Brighton.
Yeah, that's it. Right, so it's Star Wars Day.
It is.
Star Wars is... We're big into Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think... the first thing is, we've got to start this off with an argument, because one of my favourite Star Wars films is The Last Jedi, and you hated The Last Jedi.
Oof, that's a... But I'm not the only one that hated The Last Jedi, though.
It is one of the lowest rated Star Wars films. It is... Episode 3 is ranked higher than it.
I don't know, I actually... Well, I mean...
Episode 3 isn't bad.
I quite like Episode 3 anyway. Like, it's up and away the best of the prequels, but saying that, like, so is slamming your hand in a car door.
I hate sand.
It's rough and coarse and gets everywhere.
I did find Hayden Christensen's manager's email.
Yeah.
But I didn't email him. Because I was what if they ask for money? And the last time I emailed, like, a charity and they found out I was a student, they just didn't reply. Well, they'd agreed to an interview and then just...
found out you're a student.
Flaked.
And then they were like, no.
Yeah, like, just never replied to me again. And I was like, you're a charity.
Did the guys at the Star Wars Celebration, the annual thing, do they have to pay out? Or is it the kindness of their own heart that the actors just go and turn up?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about, like, Star Wars events. I've spoken to some people that have worked on Star Wars, and they're all really nice.
Okay, go on. Who have you spoken to then?
Well, you know this. So
No, I know I do, but just for a bit of context for the people listening.
So a while back I did a feature article for university on the concept art for Star Wars. And it probably would have been a good idea for me to talk to the guy I was at the wedding with who was a concept artist on Star Wars and talk to him a bit then about the podcast because I could have had him. This is why I need to bring my voice recorder with me everywhere. So there are two guys I spoke to. Ian McKeague was the first one, and he is a really nice guy. He worked on he's worked on everything. He worked on like Hook. He worked on
The Robin Williams.
Yeah, he worked on Terminator 2. He worked on one of the Star Trek movies, not the new ones, like the old ones, like the original Star Trek film. He worked on Infinity War. He worked on Guardians of the Galaxy. He helped do some of the artwork for like Rocket and Groot. And also Star Wars wise, he worked on the prequels and he did the design for Darth Maul, which we can all agree is the best part of the prequels is the fact that Darth Maul exists.
Yeah, exactly. And the way that they like brought the character back in the Clone Wars and Rebels as well, because he's just that awesome.
And Duel of the Fates and that fight scene. I was talking about it the other day. I was playing Doom with my flatmate. And we got to a particularly difficult level, and I put Duel of the Fates on in the background.
It's the best song to have in the background.
And we were just talking about how, like, powerful that song is, like, and that scene in particular where they have to wait behind the barriers and they have to just like look at each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Game of Thrones when like the Night King and Jon Snow are like staring at each other.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
And
then
they never fight. They never fight. And it and this isn't the Game of Thrones podcast, but like that really annoyed me. Spoilers. They never fight. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones episode 3, season 8 yet,
then you're probably like throwing your phone or your laptop or whatever you're listening to angrily.
Everyone that listens to this podcast are people I know, and everyone I know is watched it now.
Okay, so we should be all right then.
But back to Ian McKeague. He's a really nice dude, and like the design for Darth Maul, I think we can all agree is great.
Like, yeah, it's very impressive. Even for 99, like when it was made, like the whole makeup and costume design of Darth Maul looked amazing.
I had a Darth Maul alarm clock as a kid, and
He only says like 3 lines.
Oh no, it was just an alarm clock with his face.
Oh right, I thought he just goes, "At last, we will have revenge." Well, that's all he says.
I forget that he even speaks in the first.
He has 3 lines because Ray Park, the guy who played him, isn't actually an actor. He's like a stuntman, but because he could do all these crazy acrobatics, even that's why they cast him.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So it was like a glow in the dark thing. It wasn't a glow in the dark. It had like a button on it, and you like pressed it, you know, push it down. That was some ASMR level swallowing. Good job.
Yeah, I
know. you like press the clock, and like his face like lights up green because like glow in the dark colored thingies. And that was my alarm clock for like years. Obviously, like I was little, so I didn't really need an alarm. I just woke up.
Yeah.
But Darth Maul is pretty cool. And Ian McKeague, the guy who designed him, really nice dude. So the other artist that I know is a friend of my, he's not a friend of my mate's, he's my mate's uncle. But so I interviewed him as well, and he did some of the artwork for The Last Jedi, which is one of my favourite Star Wars films, which we will get on. And he helped design the Porgs, and he helped design the some of the people at the like casino. And he helped design.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to get into this, aren't we?
And he helped design. And he helped design some of the. He did the fox for the fox design. They're like weird.
The little ice foxes.
Yeah, the ones that look like Alolan Vulpix.
Yes, that's a good show actually.
But cooler. Because ice. I'm still getting over the fact that I'm sitting in a different seat than usual. This is really...
Yeah, we've swapped spaces because it's just easier. It's just easier for both of us.
It's because I have to do all the tech stuff and I have to sit next to... It's really thrown me. I keep looking out the window. This is why I shouldn't sit here. And he was really cool. And so I interviewed him as well. And he worked on Solo, which is another film that I think is really good.
I like Solo. I really like Solo. We can agree on that one.
I really liked Solo. And he did like some of the like background design, like for like the he did some of the concept art for like some of the like scenery and stuff. And it's really good. Like his artwork is brilliant. And he is called Tim Napper, and he is my friend's uncle. And I met him at my friend's wedding a few weeks ago.
Yes.
I actually met him in real life. And I'm actually going to be working with him going forward with giving him ideas to draw for fun for his portfolio, because I got talking to him about Dungeons and Dragons and he was like, these are really cool ideas.
Is he a bigger fan as you are?
He's not played Dungeons and Dragons. He just thought, he was just like, wow, you've got like really cool ideas. I always like having fantasy stuff to draw. Do you want to like... give me some, and I was like, and then we like sorted out, like he'd have the copyright to the images, and I was like, that's fine, I'm just telling you what to draw. I just want so I can show pictures to my friends and be like, you meet this guy.
At this point, it's probably just an honor that you're getting someone of that profile to kind of bring your ideas to life.
Also, it's helpful if I want to like work on D&D, I can be like, look, these are the ideas I had, and this guy drew them, and then that would be cool. So you know, that's pretty sick. And Tim is lovely as well. I haven't met anyone that's worked on Star Wars or like talked to anyone that's worked on Star Wars who hasn't been lovely. And I don't know if that's just because the people who work on Star Wars are nice, or just because I've only met two out of like probably like 6,000 people that work on each film.
Yeah, the end credits where it's just like names on names on names.
And I've met two of the concept artists. So, well, I've met one and spoken to two. But like,
we can't confirm a lot for the Rise of Skywalker, but we can confirm that the concept artists are nice guys. That's a spoiler.
And
for
I
the
haven't
new movie.
Actually asked him if he's even working on it, so I don't even know if he's on. Because I know he did Solo, and I know he did like The Last Jedi, but I haven't asked him if he's actually working on Episode 9. So, but if he is, he's really nice.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And also, Porgs are loosely based in part on my friend's dead cat, in terms of design. Not Puffins, like the news kept writing. I mean, some people probably did take inspiration from Puffins.
And they do look a bit like Puffins.
But there is a whole team that worked on it, and no one mentioned Dave the cat. And I loved Dave. He had a squished face, and he was adorable, but...
But no one knows who Dave the deceased cat is.
But it's more interesting than Puffins. Anyway, right, The Last Jedi is a good film, fight me. Right, we're getting on to this. Unpopular opinion, The Last Jedi edition. It's a good film.
It's very unpopular
it's
opinion.
It's better than The Force Awakens. It's better than Episode 6. It's better than Episode 6. And it's...
Don't say it, because I know what you're going to say. And it's going to really hurt my heart to say. I mean, hearing that it's better than Episode 6 was a bit of a
Episode
task
6
anyway.
Is the worst of the original trilogy. Episode 4 is the best one. Then Episode 5, then Episode 6.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
Actually, maybe Episode 5, Episode 4, Episode 6. Episode 6 is the worst one.
No, A New Hope is the worst one. Honest to God, A New Hope is my least favourite.
The fifth one's
of the original.
The best one.
Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars
movie. Emperor Strikes Back is the best one. Episode 4 is quite good. And then Episode 6 is the worst one.
Empire Strikes Back grew on me as I got older. Once I started to appreciate like how actual movies were made and how character arcs were formed and things like that, and how narrative was actually used.
I like the fact that Jeremy Corbyn is in Episode 4 and 5. He's my favourite. I'm really glad that we managed to get Jeremy Corbyn to play Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Alec Guinness, by the way. Fantastic
I forgot
character.
He died. Oh, yeah. Now I'm sad.
He was in the original Lady Killers from 1955.
What is that?
You've never seen the Lady Killers
no,
before?
No, I've not seen the Lady Killers.
It's a group of like frauds that go around this old lady's house to try and like kill her off so they can play it off as an accident and then they can get loads of money out of her. But they're really like terrible at the job. And they end up getting like arrested because they end up getting found out.
That sounds like me trying to murder anyone. That sounds like me trying to do like anything. Right, like,
yeah,
my
can
own
we,
washing.
Can we... it's like me trying to murder anyone. Like,
I'm
the times I've tried to murder people, that's always happened.
I'm really bad at killing people. Like, I've never successfully done it. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call it a wrap there, I think.
16 minutes in. Right, The Last Jedi, I wrote a defense article
why
on
do
this.
Why do you like The Last Jedi?
It isn't...
I won't interrupt you at all. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to listen to you. Why do you like The Last Jedi?
Because
as much as you do.
Episode 7 is just episode 4 again. Episode 4 is blow up the Death Star. Episode 6 is blow up the Death Star again. Episode 7 is blow up the new Death Star. And episode 8 is... let's not blow up the Death Star. And they tried to do something different, and they tried to, like, subvert expectations, and they tried to, like, do new stuff. And everyone got mad because, like, Luke got a bad send-off, but he didn't. And, like, they let go of the past, and, right, I get it, the whole he drank milk out of an udder is weird. But that's not important. People put way too much into that. And there's, like, I had, like, a whole thing about it, and, like, there is no Death Star. They spend a lot more time in space. I can't remember all my points because it's been a while since I've seen it, but it's good. I really like it. I don't know why. I liked that fight between Kylo Ren and Rey when they were fighting the red people, and after they killed Snoke, I thought that was really good, and. Also, Snoke was a big boy, and I didn't think he'd be that big.
Big boy didn't last very long in the movie, though, did he?
No.
But it's okay, because Rian Johnson subverted your expectations, and that's all that matters, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter that one of the most iconic characters in sci-fi history got an awful send-off.
Because
Rian Johnson subverted your expectations.
No,
so.
No one knows anything about Snoke. Like, Snoke isn't
exactly, and that's what it was like. That's what was so it made his character pointless because this was the movie where we were supposed to find out so much more about him.
Yeah, but wait, can we talk about the fact that what if Snoke was Palpatine the whole time? Because like they talk about no one really dies, and then there's
no
like,
one's ever really gone.
And then there's like Palpatine's like nyah, 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 nyah. And it's really Palpatine was Snoke all along.
Do you know there's a theory that Mace Windu is actually Snoke?
How?
Because he has a purple lightsaber, right? Which outside, like non-diegetically, like outside of the film, was because Samuel L. Jackson just wanted a purple lightsaber.
And like Lucas was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, because it's George Lucas and he was like, yeah, okay, I'll just give you a purple lightsaber.
Yeah.
But
like the plot reason is because he embraced the dark side and the light side.
To become a more powerful Jedi.
Perfect balance, yeah. Because that's what they were supposed to do. Like they were supposed to... There was like they were supposed to be called like Grey Jedi or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were the people that they were like the true Jedi because they embraced the dark side and the light side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was interesting thing that they did in The Last Jedi is they kind of showed the dark side as something that like because they have this whole thing about how, like Rey is being drawn towards the dark side and Kylo Ren like bitch fits about the fact that he's being drawn towards the light side. What if they both become Grey Jedi and that's the only way that they can beat, I don't know, giant worm or something?
Do you know that's actually what I think is going to happen?
I think that's what they're trying to do. Like,
I think they're both going to become... Yeah, I mean, they won't be called Grey Jedi because Disney have abandoned the whole expanded universe.
They did use the Grey Jedi logo, though.
Yeah.
In The Force Awakens. No, in the other one. In The Last Jedi.
Mm.
Which was cool. Everyone got really excited about that. Because that's an interesting thing. It's one of the things you can do in The Last Jedi. The MMO game that they made.
Oh, Christ.
Knights of the Old Republic? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also is named after another game that they made by BioWare like years and years
ago.
Yeah,
2000, like in 2001 or something.
Yeah, and they made a sequel to it, and they were both really good. They were like Mass Effect before Mass Effect.
They really were. It's a good shot.
It's because they were made by like,
essentially the same people, right?
Yeah. Well, the same company anyway. And they like brought that idea of being good and bad.
Mm.
But like in the MMO, there's like you pick light side or dark side, and like you play like back when like there's like the Knights of Revan and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But like the best part is you can be like a Jedi who keeps making kind of like, you still get to make evil and good decisions. So you can be like a light-sided Sith and like a dark-sided like Jedi,
which is a really interesting concept.
So you can be like closer to like being a gray Jedi, or like you can be like entirely neutral.
Yeah.
And you get like dark side points and light side points, and you can be like truly neutral. So like make some decisions that are dark side and some decisions that are light side, and you get different abilities and stuff. And that's a really interesting concept, because I don't think gray Jedi as a concept is a bad idea. And I think it is something that I know they touch on in some of the like other source material.
It was way before the age of like Sidious and Plagueis, though. Like, that was during the age of like Darth Bane, and
that would have been cool. Like, everyone would have been like,
it was before the rule of two.
Like, that is something I think they could have touched on in some of the shows.
Yeah.
Because obviously they have more time to do that. Like, stuff. I think it would have been interesting to do something like that in like maybe Rebels, or maybe they'll do something like that in the new Star Wars game, which we should probably
Fallen Order.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
It does look really cool.
It looks
cool,
absolutely amazing.
I want it. And it's just like, oh, look, I am a Jedi and I survived. And like, I was like, oh, a youngling made it.
Maybe it was him. Maybe it was the youngling. It was like, Master Skywalker.
What
are they going to do? Maybe it was him. He survived.
He died of asthma attacks.
Quite clearly.
The important thing is, all of the stuff that's come out, like the last Padawan comic and Rebels and this new game, is Anakin did a bad job of killing off all of the younglings, because there are quite clearly several Padawans that survived. You had one job, Anakin, kill everyone, and you couldn't even do that.
And I mean, they're children, so they're not exactly going to be masters of the Force or anything.
And they were all asthmatic.
Well, all the ones that spoke, anyway.
Yeah. Like,
or one of them.
And then, like, one, like, some of the actual, like in the other shows and stuff, they're like, oh, hello, I'm a Jedi. And, like, and then you read, like, the Darth Vader comic and stuff, and they're like, oh, look, we've got new Siths in training. And I'm just like, hang on, what happened to the whole rule of two?
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's Star Wars is super complicated, and because some of the stuff gets retconned and some of it doesn't get retconned, and some of it was like, so like, and some of it was like semi retconned, like the fact that Han and Leia had twins. And one was a Sith and one was a Jedi. And that's why everyone was like, oh, Rey is a Solo.
Yeah. Because initially that's what I thought as well.
That's what I thought.
Because like, oh, Kylo Ren was from the Expanded Universe to begin with.
And I was just like, oh, they're like, that's why they're so connected.
He was also way cooler in the Expanded Universe as well.
I like
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver is a good actor. And he's also a really nice guy. And also he was in the military before he was an actor.
He was.
And he does some charity work to do with theatre and the armed forces, which I think is really cool. And he did a TED talk on it, and I recommend people watch it. This is my TED talk about TED talks you should watch.
Yeah, Adam Driver he's doing a good job with, I think, quite underwritten scripts, or underwhelming scripts at least, or character development.
Yeah. I mean, Kylo Ren is a whiny son of a gun. He is not a likable character.
Yeah, which I know that's the point, but he's unlikable for the wrong reasons.
Am I the only one that wants to see him kill someone with the side, like the little sticky out bits of his lightsaber?
Yeah, like right in the head, like just like to the side. He's not even looking. He just like
that. I just want like
flip the lightsaber over him.
Something with the hilt, like, because otherwise it's just a safety hazard.
It's just decoration and a safety hazard.
Yeah, because
he
might cut his hand. And there's plasma lasers, like. But yeah, that's the Star Wars universe, like, they did some really cool stuff, because basically George Lucas was like, oh, I'm done. You can use anything before this point and anything after this point is all fair game. As long as you, like, have your own kind of inherent, you know, chronology, and you have your own canon between you all.
There is more prequel content coming, though.
Yeah. And then, you know, they brought out the new trilogy and went, okay, this is all now, I don't know what they called it. They called it, like, they rebranded it as like something else. It's like Star Wars, the Star Wars universe or something. They called it something else.
Disney Star Wars, yeah, basically.
It's basically they called the other stuff like this is like alternate, like another reality kind of Star Wars. Like the Star Wars book where Chewbacca gets killed by having...
Yeah, like all the Legends stuff.
Yeah, oh, that was it. Things like that. They called it Star Wars Legends.
Because Legends isn't canon anymore.
Yeah, because it used to be. And they killed off Chewbacca with an entire...
Because that was when Luke created his own Jedi Order post Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. And
which I think would have been, in my opinion, a much better story.
Yeah, because Jedi Academy, the game, is set... I know way more about the Star Wars games than I do about the Star Wars universe. But like Jedi Academy is set then. And Jedi Academy is really good.
Yeah.
I played like an hour of it, to be fair. A lot of the times I'm like, this game's really good. I've only played an hour of most games because I've so many.
That's enough. Yeah, you have a sample of it.
The problem with wanting to be a games journalist is I have to play everything, but I never get to finish anything.
It's admirable. Like, I applaud people who manage to sit through like entire video games like day in, day out, over and over again.
I managed to finish Doom the other day, and like I was saying earlier, and that was worth it. And then I looked it up and found out that the sequel was coming out this year, and I'm like, no.
Well, at least it's going to be fresh in your mind when you get it. Because you are getting it. Like, come on.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to afford it.
You're a student. You can't afford anything. I know that.
I'm in my overdraft because I bought a Switch.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Did you buy Smash 4?
Yeah. I bought it with Smash. But importantly. Star Wars. What is your favourite Star Wars film?
It depends what day you catch me on. Some days I'll say Jedi. Other days I'll say Empire.
Not The Last Jedi, yeah, I agree.
Return of the Jedi. The one that finishes everyone's character arc properly.
Mm.
I just love the redemption element with Darth Vader at the end.
That is cool. I do like the redemption element. And I'm not a massive fan of how they treated Luke in The Last Jedi. But, like, I don't think it's nearly as bad as everyone says. Like... I do think the Leia flying through space is a little bit dumb.
It's ridiculous.
Looking back at it...
ridiculous, Scott.
Looking back at it, I am a little bit like, okay, maybe that is a bit...
It looks like a meme. And also the fact that hyperspace is now ruined.
I mean...
You can't use hyperspace to, like, cut a ship in half. You can't. I mean, physically... Why not, I guess, but like, you can't. That's not what it's designed for. It's like throwing a pen at someone and saying, that's a weapon. Yeah, and then throwing it. Pens? It's like, no, because that's not what it's designed for. Pens are designed for writing. It's clearly not a weapon. It's a pen.
Yeah, but have you ever been in a math class with someone who's got like a compass?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I got annoyed, because it's not a weapon. It's a compass. Stop using it as a weapon.
That's why I got annoyed. If you came in with a sword, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd be like, right, okay, fair enough. I'm game.
Came,
RIP.
Oh, just stab me with that.
Can't argue with that.
Get a dagger out and go, like, you brought a compass to a knife, son. One thing I need to acknowledge is, you know, in the prequels, there is a background side character who is a Yoda, like one of the Yodas.
They're related, I think.
It's like, it's female, though. It's a female Yoda.
It's not, personal pronouns. She's not female.
There's a female Yoda in
She's a Yodette.
She has no lines. She's just a background character. And the only thing on the Wikipedia page and like fandom pages for it is, this is a character. Which means that everyone was like, I thought Yoda was the last of his kind. And like, well, maybe he is now, because
I mean,
that was a Jedi.
Now,
She was a Jedi and she's probably dead. But also, I just want a film about Yoda's origin story. Like, maybe not even his origin story, just about Yoda's planet. I want to know where Yoda's from. I want to know why he's related to Kermit the Frog. I want to know, like, I imagine that his land is like a big swamp, but that's probably just because of episode 5.
And because of the Kermit the Frog relations.
And
obviously.
Also, that's why episode 5 is the best one, because Yoda's in it.
And he doesn't use a lightsaber like he shouldn't.
And he doesn't...
Yoda shouldn't use a lightsaber.
Why shouldn't Yoda use a lightsaber?
Because the whole point of Yoda's character is that he's this wise, great, mystical power that you wouldn't expect him to be a Jedi. So when he busts out his little green lightsaber, it's like, oh, okay, so he's just like everyone else then. I don't know. As I've gotten older, like, I've watched Attack of the Clones again, and I've been like...
The Count Dooku fight with Yoda is the best part of that film.
Oh, what, when Yoda's, like, leaping around off of walls?
Yeah, he's doing, like, backflip, and he, like, picks up, like, a rock. That's one of the things I do like about the new Star Wars films, is they kind of treat the Force more like a... They don't mention midichlorians, firstly, and secondly, they treat the Force more like kind of people who aren't Jedis can people. There are like people who are like Force inclined.
Yeah, it kind of brings it back to the original trilogy as to what the meaning of the Force was.
Like the blind guy in
Rogue One.
Rogue One is one of my favorites.
I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
I think Rogue One is actually the best of the new Star Wars films.
Yeah, I've watched it 3 times. The first time, I really couldn't get on with it. And then the second time, I liked it even less. And I watched it again a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know what happened, but it just...
It's really
kind
good.
Of clicked with me. Especially the last act, which is amazing.
It's so good. The last act is the last act is like the last act of Endgame in terms of payoff.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
Like, I had a lot of kind of... I really enjoyed Rogue One, and it has some of my favorite characters in it, like K2SO, blind dude. I don't know their names. I'm really bad at Star Wars names.
Yeah.
And
I just wish that instead of CGI Grand Moff Tarkin, we got to see Admiral Thrawn.
I wanted more of Admiral Akbar to be in it.
That wasn't Admiral Akbar, though, was it?
No, I think he's in it briefly, but like I wanted him to be in it.
He's like the side calamari.
I wanted Admiral Akbar to be like...
Yeah, because Admiral Akbar is amazing.
Admiral Akbar turns up and kills like 8 people, and he's like... and you're just like, Admiral Akbar, what is it?
What's that? We need to kill everyone. Yeah, I know, it's insane.
Timmy's trapped down the well. When I was younger...
Is that a Toy Story 2 reference?
Maybe. When I was younger, I was led to believe by media that falling down a well was going to be a much more prevalent issue in my life.
I think I've encountered about 2 wells in all my life.
I have never met anyone who's fallen down a well. I fell down a well in Minecraft once.
Yeah, I mean, so have I, but like never in real life.
I fell down a well of despair.
I think,
like,
yeah.
That's like a metaphor.
I'm unwell.
Yeah.
If that counts.
In general.
Yeah.
God's
sake, why does this always happen?
I don't know. What were we talking about? Rogue One.
Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Falling down a well, depression.
Yeah, you know, K2SO is cool.
K2SO is a cool character.
K2SO is cool. I know people that don't like it. Like, don't like Rogue One. And
no,
I
like Rogue One.
I think it's a really good film.
For the most part.
It's a really solid film. Also... I went to go see Rogue One with my dad and my brother.
Okay.
I am the most nerdy person in my family, especially my immediate family, like my half-brother and my dad. Out of the three of us, I was the one that understood the most of the point of Rogue One, and I was like, this is really exciting.
Yeah.
And I had to go in and explain to dad what the film was about. And I will say this, that Rogue One does take a long time to get going. Like
I'm glad you said that. It is a bit of a slog.
I think
the first hour is a bit of a slog.
I think you can cut about half an hour of that film and just streamline it a bit better. Maybe you could probably include some other scenes that are a bit better instead. But like, I think that film...
More Vader.
You know? That film suffers from just kind of over exposition.
Yes,
which
definitely.
I think a lot of Star Wars films tend to. Have a bit too much exposition, especially the new ones. But what I loved about that experience is we walked out of that film and my dad went, well, that looks like it's going to have a sequel. And I was like, oh, Dad.
Well, you could have given the benefit of the doubt and said that it's already out and it came out in 1977.
Oh, that's what I said to him. I said, the original trilogy is the sequel, Dad. I went, you know... The Darth Vader bit at the end, and he's like, "Yeah, yeah."
It literally drops you off.
It drops like the beginning of Episode 4 is the end of Rogue One. And that's why I like that so much, because it really ties it all together. And also, I think that some of the coolest stuff in the series happens between Episodes 4 and 5.
Yes.
Like, some of the coolest stuff that happens in the canon is all between films, like between the main entries. And I would really like them... I think, are they going to do a Boba Fett film? I heard they were going to do one at one point, but I don't know if they're still doing it.
I think it's put on... I think that and the Kenobi movie are put on hold.
Because I really wanted the Kenobi movie.
And so did I. I wanted Ewan McGregor to come back
and
play.
Ewan McGregor, like, said he'd do it and everything.
He's so
like,
down to do that
like,
movie.
Ewan McGregor's such a happy man. And, like, he used to, in the first film, he got told off because he kept doing the lightsaber sound effects. And he had... They were like, we do that in post.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that in post. And he's just like... And they're like, stop.
I want to talk to you about the Phantom Menace. Like, I just want to talk to you about it.
I don't know. No, we talked about the Phantom Menace. Darth Maul and Jaw of the Fate. That's it. That's the only bit that's good. Nothing else needs... This is pod racing!
Now, this is pod racing. Is it your least favourite? Because it's actually not my least favourite.
If you say Return of the Jedi is your least favourite, I'm going to throw them off.
Last Jedi isn't my least favourite. Attack of the Clones is my least favourite.
I like Attack of the Clones, but that's only because Natalie Portman's in it. And also...
Yeah, no, I'll give you that, actually.
And also because there's that bit at the end where they all fight and then Mace Windu turns up and I'm like, oh, and then there's that one Jedi with green lightsaber who's got, like, weird, like... He's like the one of those... He's like a Twi'lek.
Kit Fisto.
Yeah. Fisto turns up, and I'm like, I like that guy, but I...
Kit Fisto was really cool in the Clone Wars as well.
I really need to watch Clone Wars. I haven't seen, like...
I'm amazed you've not seen it.
I haven't, like...
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't, no. Like,
right, the movie's not very good, but...
I haven't had access to it, because it was back before I understood how to access things online.
Completely legally,
and pay for them. But it was back when I, like, didn't have, like... things like,
and we mean that honestly, that's not us being sarcastic either, that's
yeah,
like,
no, as in it's like all the Star Wars stuff is on like Disney Life and my girlfriend has Disney Life. Well, my girlfriend's sister has Disney Life,
but again, completely she pays for it, someone pays for it, and
I sometimes use it. I remember I was in Disneyland when Star Wars Rebels came out.
Rebels, so that would have been what, 2014 I think it first started?
Oh no, it was the same year I got dumped by my first girlfriend. We were in Disneyland and they were like showing like the first 10 minutes or first 5-10 minutes of Rebels.
Oh yeah, I remember them doing that.
And it was really good. But like also from Star Wars, they're opening the new Star Wars land in the American Star Wars next month.
Yes, which is unbelievably exciting.
And
actually,
so much Star Wars is happening. And I'm just like, just make a whole Star Wars theme park. Just you can have like a prequel land where you drop off your kids and it's just full of sand.
And then
sand.
You teach them how to act really badly. And it's just a sand pit.
And there's like a section for all the asthmatic kids to be like chopped down.
And then Mickey Mouse comes in and then
and
kills
he's just
them all.
And like, Mickey Mouse comes in and goes, ha ha, you're mine now.
And then episode two, it's just a cinema screen where they just show terrible romantic comedies.
And then there's a section where there's like just a horse and it's dead and they just keep beating it and it spits out money. The joke is beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha!
Except instead of a horse, it's just, it's like one of those like weird dinosaur looking things from A New Hope.
I like
them. Outside my size though.
I like them. I like all of the monsters. Aliens. Sorry, I'm being spacist. I coined the term spacist years ago, and I'm sure someone else has used it, but I think it's... I'm taking credit for it.
It's trademarked at this point.
TM.
My favourite scene of Attack of the Clones is actually when they're in the arena, and they're, like, chained up, and they don't have their lightsabers.
That's my favourite bit. So what was it about The Phantom Menace you want to talk about?
I just wanted to know, because you seem like someone who is quite open-minded with what you're passionate about, and quite clearly you're not the biggest fan of The Phantom Menace, which surprises me, because...
I like The Phantom Menace. I really liked it as a kid. And then I went back and was like, oh, wow, Jar Jar Binks is...
This hasn't aged well.
Absolutely...
Loathsome.
Worst.
Pitiful.
And also...
Repulsive, pugnant.
Also George Lucas's favourite character in Star Wars.
No, George Lucas's favorite character in Star Wars is money.
George Lucas has gone on record and saying my favorite character is Jar Jar Binks. We've never had a character like him in this series.
He goes, Jar Jar's the key to all this. He's a funnier character than we've had before.
We've never had a character that's funny before. And I'm just like, George, no.
And the thing is, though, like, it's so sneaky because even in, I think it might be Attack of the Clones, it might even be Revenge of the Sith, is that Jar Jar gives Palpatine, like, emergency powers to become the Supreme Chancellor.
He allows...
Jar Jar was the catalyst for the rise of the Empire.
Jar Jar Binks was the Clement Attlee to Emperor Palpatine's
this
Hitler.
Racist stereotype rabbit gave him...
Fish rabbit.
No, he's a fish rabbit.
My favourite part is that there is an Easter egg in episode 7, which is Jar Jar Binks is skeleton.
No. What? How? No.
They, like, added it in as, like, a... Like, it's in one, it's like as a frame of it, and they like talked about it just before, like months and months before the film came out.
No,
yeah, it was like a moment because, like, obviously, George Lucas isn't that fussed about it, so like, he probably thought it was a homage to Jar Jar Binks, but
yeah, George Lucas is just like looking at his bank account, he's like, yeah, that's okay, that's fine, yeah.
George R. Martin, no.
Jar Jar Abrams.
Jar Jar Abrams. oh no, I'm sorry, Mr. Abrams. But yeah, I don't like Jar Jar Binks, but I do like Qui-Gon Jinn, and I do like Darth Maul, and I do like pod racing as an element. I hate the child actor that plays Anakin.
Oh, poor Jake Lloyd, who's turned into a psychosis deranged drug addict.
It's better than turning into Jake Paul.
It's better than turning into Darth Vader, arguably, as well. So,
I did like some of the like material, which was like the posters and stuff, which show like Anakin and his shadow is Darth Vader.
Yeah,
that was cool. It was all right. It was an all right film. I think it was the first Star Wars film I watched as a kid. And then I was like, I like this. And my dad was like, I'm going to show you all the others now.
Yeah, that was what my dad did as well. Because I had the Lego game when I was like a little kid. And obviously that was just the prequels, like 1, 2, and 3. And I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to go watch the real thing. And I watched it and I was like, this is amazing. And then my dad was like, no, it's not.
Yeah,
these are the real films. And I watched them and I was like,
I was quite a bit older when, like, I'd already seen all the Star Wars films by the time I played the Lego game.
Oh, fair enough.
Because there's obviously a bit of an age difference.
Yeah.
And so I'd like, and then...
Scott is 3 years older than me, just for a bit of context.
And, yeah, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool for me to play it. But also, like, the game was just really good. And it was back when I was a little kid and I would have, like, one game for, like, that would last me, like, 6 months.
So, that was like, the exact same with me.
So like, I had, like, I got all the stud totals, and I was just, like, I have Ghost Yoda now.
You 100%ed it. Like,
I was, like, I have Ghost Yoda now, I can't die. But then I'd also bought the invulnerability cheat, so I'm, like, why do I need Ghost Yoda? Because it was basically a non-cheaty way of doing it.
Did you ever play the Revenge of the Sith game, like, just... Not the Lego version, but like just the Revenge of the Sith video game.
I did play. I'll tell you what I did play. I played the Episode 3 Game Boy Advance game.
Oh, that probably would have been a similar sort of thing. I imagine
it's kind of like a side-scrolling brawler, but with lightsabers, and you get like upgrades, and you have 2 story paths you can do, like
Anakin and Obi-Wan,
Anakin
right?
Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And you get, like, upgrades and stuff, and you can do things like throw your lightsaber and do all these cool Jedi tricks, and you get, like, force choke and stuff, but you don't have to do it to your wife. And like, you get all these different powers and stuff. And it was all right, actually. It wasn't a bad game, now that I think about it. But, like, I mean, if I played it now, I'd hate it, probably.
I've still got my PS2, so, like, I can, like, lend you it and lend you Revenge of the Sith if you ever wanted to give it a go.
I've got... the the PlayStation 3 like Sith game that they made,
Force Unleashed.
Yeah, I've got that.
The second one is arguably even better.
I haven't played it because it came with my PlayStation Series. I bought one pre-owned. They were selling it on eBay, and they gave me like, it. I have like the collector's edition. It's like in a steelbook, like for it, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, honey, no. Like, no one liked this game.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
but it was a cool concept. I always liked the idea of playing a Sith. Didn't they do that for like you played like a stormtrooper bad guy in the sequel to the new revamped version of Battlefront
that DICE made,
and everyone hated the original, but then they made about Battlefront 2 again.
And it was a bit better.
And
but
there was a single player in this one.
Yeah.
Because that was like, everyone, loads of people like just playing the single player.
It wasn't just microtransactions online out your ass.
You can pay for the chance to win an ability to use one Yoda token to be Yoda for 5 minutes.
For the chance. Yeah, for the chance. Like, you might not even win. But.
And then you use that token and then you have to get a new one. I don't know how that game worked, but, like, it was a cash cow, which is upsetting because it was made by DICE, and DICE are a good developer. Like, they made Battlefield and all these other...
But
like,
EA were involved,
and
so...
And yeah, it's the problem with publishers. Right. I think it's time to move on to the game portion of the show. Star Wars background character or Google Translate Korean?
Oh, okay. Okay, I hope that I'm better at this than I'm potentially going to be.
So I have 10 characters here / words from the Korean Google Translate.
Oh, good God.
Now,
all right.
The thing is, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce any of them correctly.
Have you got the right answer written down next to the names, whether they're like right
or not?
I have
them whether they're right or not.
Okay, so it's not even as if I can like look at them and see how they're spelt or anything.
No.
Wonderful.
But the important thing is they all sound like
have
they're Korean.
Fun. Oh.
So the first one we got is Suta Woju.
Okay, so I know that
I'm reading them as they're spelt. I know for a fact, because some of these I had played back to me in the Korean accent for some of these names and some of these words, and I'm definitely not pronouncing it correctly in Korean, and I'm definitely not pronouncing the Star Wars names correctly either.
So please don't accuse us of appropriation, please.
Because I'm pronouncing them the way they're spelt, so they sound more like Star Wars characters. I'm not being racist. I know how they are supposed to be pronounced. I'm just not saying it correctly.
Yeah, because neither of us speak Korean particularly fluently at all.
Moshi moshi. That's Japanese.
That's racist.
No, it's not. Japan's not a race.
So I know...
Any race I'm interested in is pod racing.
Now this is pod racist.
No, because now it sounds like we're... We're a racist podcast. Welcome back to Pod Racist, the only racist podcast. Next week we're going to have Tommy Robinson on.
We're going to have Tommy Robinson and Sebulba on the podcast.
Ah, go back to your own planet. Why is he American? Cut that. So we've got Suta.
Made him sound like John Goodman.
Suta Woju.
So the instant group of characters that comes to my mind are the Kaminoans from Attack of the Clones on the water planet, and I know one of them is called Namasu. I don't know what the Prime Minister of Kamino is called, but the servant lady is called Namasu. So
namaste.
I knocked my mic as I was expressing peace, ironically. So, I'm trying to think, like, maybe it's someone from like the bar on Coruscant in Attack of the Clones.
Right, so you're gonna say you think it's a Star Wars character?
No, because I don't. That's the thing. Feel like this is too obscure. I feel like this is just too obscure to actually be a character.
Dude, some of these characters are the most obscure thing. I googled most obscure most obscure Star Wars characters.
Oh my god. Okay.
These are like the lowest rated in terms of people who actually know who they are.
Yeah, However,
except one of them was Lobot, and I was like, I know who Lobot is.
Lobot's the guy with the Bespin with the thing around his
head. Everyone knows who Lobot is because he
drives the cloud car.
He's a background character in all of the video games.
He's like the most famous background character.
It's because he's available in all the Lego games.
He is.
Suta Woju, do it. Go.
I don't think this character is real.
It's Korean for the words Star Wars.
Haha. Ha ha. Actually, kind of makes sense.
We've got Nawa Sawola.
Nawa Sawola.
Swallower.
Swallower. That's a whole different podcast.
Swallower. Nawa Swallower.
You need to see a doctor about that then. I have a feeling that this character, I actually think this character is real, and I'm going to tell you why.
I think, in
The Phantom Menace, you know, you had all of Anakin's little friends like around his pod racer, and you had the little guy called Wald, who looks like Greedo.
Right, yeah.
I think that this person was one of the background characters there. I think it's one of Anakin's friends.
It's Korean for fight me.
Is it actually? Oh my god.
We've got Momo Madon. The next one.
The alliteration. Yeah, I can see this guy being in like the Mos Eisley Cantina or something. I think this is real.
Was a character called was in A New Hope, and I think this is the one that looks like kind of a hammerhead shark. And originally, and the toy and everything, he was called Hammerhead. He wasn't given a name until...
Oh, right.
Way after.
Like the Wolfman in the cantina as well, didn't have a name, so he just got called Wolfman.
When they were toys and stuff, they called him like Hammerhead, Alien or something.
Like Ponda Babu was called Buttface initially. He's the guy that got his arm cut off by Ben Kenobi.
Akmina.
This is easily the most difficult one so far. Because... Yeah, I think this is real.
It is real. Do you want to guess what it's from?
A complete potluck. Like, this was just me sort of... Hang on, let me try and guess. Akmina. It's one of the Ewoks.
It's a character from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Who is it?
I don't know a background character.
Because I know Chewbacca's family are called Itchy, Lumpy, and there's one other. This is a proper pub quiz question.
But like, if you're not aware, Star Wars did a holiday special, and George Lucas refuses to acknowledge it exists.
Yeah, so people have taken it upon themselves to like duplicate it and upload it everywhere, and I've seen it, and it's horrible.
It's so bad. It's so long.
Harvey Korman has like a 35-minute cooking sketch where all he says is cook, whip, whip, stir for 35 minutes.
Eat, sleep, and eat, repeat.
And Lumpy, Chewbacca's Wookiee relative, is just watching it.
Is that canon? Is the holiday special canon? Because does Chewbacca actually have a family?
I feel like if I were to ask that at like Star Wars Celebration or like Comic Con or something, I feel like I'd get kicked out.
I'm sorry, so you have to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one...
What character is it in the holiday special, though? Do you have no idea?
I have no idea.
It's a back... Can you imagine being a background character in the holiday special? My God.
I can't believe they gave them all names. Malakili. That's an easier one to pronounce.
That...
It's weird how Korean all of these names sound.
Yeah, I can imagine this being in the Korean dialect rather than... it being in the Star Wars mythos. I don't think this is... This sounds too, like, real, if someone were to actually say it.
He is a random-ass character from Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
What? Who? Is this person?
It's a guy at the bar somewhere, I think.
At the bar?
He's like a drug addict or something.
At on Jabba's cell barge at the beginning.
I think so,
Because that's the only bar that I can think of.
Yeah, I think he's in that bit.
Unless in the Ewok village, he's like behind the bar, like giving out
I had all
drinks.
The information, but I was like, I did this list at like 2 a.m. And I was drunk. So,
Star Wars Ewok.
Yeah. So next one we've got is
Wow, God.
Garindan Ezzavor.
Garindan does not sound Korean in the slightest. I think that this is one of the Bespin guards from The Empire Strikes Back.
I
think this is
know.
A real character.
I know it was a girl, but I don't know what...
It was a girl?
I don't know
what... Oh, okay, so I got the character wrong, but it is an actual...
It says Star Wars next to it. I haven't written the film.
So it could be absolutely anything from Rebels to...
I think it was one of the live-action films.
Oh, okay.
We've got...
Has it got a date on it? Like, what film it could have been?
No, because, like, I just wrote the notes. Next one we've got is Yana de Al-Gargan.
Can you say that again?
Yana de Al-Gargan.
Yana. It's the DL part that is kind of like throwing me off. Because I could see her being like a Twi'lek dancer or something. Because it sounds like a female name.
Mm.
And if it's not female, then, you know.
Actually, Garindan might be male.
I'm very sorry, but.
I can't remember.
Okay. I mean, if.
It doesn't matter.
If, you know,
they have a
if
gender.
They're not even listed.
Their gender is space.
Yeah. Oh, this is so 50-50. This is one of the more difficult ones as well. I'm going to say it's Korean.
It's actually a Star Wars character from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, God damn it.
Again,
does it say who? Or
I there was like a paragraph explaining who every character is with a picture on the article. But because like I make these and then put them in a phone note so that I can look at it.
At half past three in the morning.
When my phone is like on. I didn't want to type it all out. Because it's harder to, because then I have to scroll down, and that's a pain for me. The next one we've got is Uju In.
Again, could easily be someone from the sequel trilogy. I'm not sure who, though. Uju In.
Mm-hmm.
Uju In. You're pulling my leg. I think this is Korean.
It is Korean. It's Korean for spaceman.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how hard it is to find words that sound like I had to find things that sounded like names. The amount of random words I've had.
I'm not going to ask how long you spent doing this.
Less time than you'd think.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's
but
encouraging.
More time than I should.
Botu
Oli.
It's the annoying part is it's when specific part of names, sound from. The mythos, but the other part doesn't. You know the little Ugnaughts that took C-3PO apart in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that could be one of their names.
It is two separate Korean words. Boat.
Oh, no way.
Is boat, and Ollie is duck.
Boat duck.
Yeah.
If I was a Star Wars character, I'd want to be called Boat Duck.
Hello, I am Boat Duck. The last one we've got is Lawsan.
Okay, get this one right.
Tekka.
Lawsan.
Lawsan Tekka.
Is that three separate words?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Lawsan Tekka.
Lawsan Tekka. If it was all one word, if it was Lawsan, like Lawson, I would be inclined to say, oh, that's from Star Wars. But because it's split up into three, I think it's three separate Korean words.
It's a character from Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I would absolutely love to see like who these characters are and where they pop up.
See, I can't show you because this is an audio related piece of
exactly.
content.
Exactly. We're going to have to like give vivid audiobook style descriptions if we want to
feel free to Google these and
yeah,
tweet
Google
them
as we go along. Yeah, Google as we go along.
Google the characters and tweet them as well. If you're playing along at home, tweet us and let us know how
well many
you
got right. Yeah,
because I don't know how many Callum got right because I wasn't paying attention.
I lost count.
If someone wants to do that for me, that would be great.
I think I maybe got like two or three. I don't think I did very well at all. But
okay, so that's my Star Wars game for the day. But
okay.
I do have.
Well, Scott, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. You sound so sarcastic when you say stuff.
I went full red letter media then.
I was just like, oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, no, it was. I just went to sound enthusiastic.
You did a terrible job. There's one last thing I wanted to check with you, though, about Star Wars.
With me specifically?
Yeah, I want to do Wed, Bed, Behead.
Okay.
You got to marry one, you got to sleep with another one, and you got to kill the final.
Mace Windu, Jango Fett the other. Sure, I can do that.
So we've got Jar Jar Binks, Yoda, and Chewbacca.
Well, I'm bedding Chewbacca for a start.
He'd destroy you. You wouldn't walk after it.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, you can't... Don't call him Chewbacca for nothing. I'm very sorry. I am so sorry. I'd marry Yoda, because you don't have sex when you're married anyway.
Yeah.
So, and oh Christ, I can't even begin to imagine.
Coming I am.
God's sake. I love how this just completely deteriorated into filth after about an hour of like...
In my bed you get.
Lubed up I am.
The force is strong in my penis.
If get on your knees, you do not. The force will be strong. We go into the doggy bar system for Jedi training.
That's why it's the rule of two. There's a rampant dogging culture in the God. Sith planet. And no one got any work done.
Well, if you rearrange the letters in Sith, we all know what you get. Isht, which is Israeli for...
I was really trying to work it out. I was like, what?
Hist? I'm kidding.
Hist? Tiths?
No offence if you're a Sith... Wait, no, I mean Israeli, and you're listening to this.
No offence if you're an Israeli Sith.
Yeah, Sith-Raeli. We're on a roll today, aren't we? We're on an absolute roll.
So you're marrying Yoda.
Oh, we're still on the first one.
You're having sex with Chewbacca and you're killing Jar Jar.
I'm hanging, drawing and also quartering Jar Jar Binks. Fun fact, I am, for some reason, I watched the Cat in the Hat movie a few weeks ago. And
it's my favourite part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, he's my favourite Avenger.
Yeah.
Him and Lego Indiana Jones are my favourite Avengers. but yeah, I found out that the school, the military school that Alec Baldwin wants to send the little chubby son off to is called the Wilhelm School. And I was like, for the Cat in the Hat, that's actually kind of clever. You know, for a film where Mike Myers is dressed up as
I forget it's Mike Myers.
Yeah, oh no, how could you? How could you forget it's Mike Myers? Well, yeah, guys, so that was the Star Wars theme podcast that devolved into the Cat in the Hat and also, I guess, fan fiction to a degree.
I've had weirder days.
So, have I? You know that meme of Nick Young where he's got like, the question marks around his head? Yeah, so have I, think.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can catch us on our individual Twitters at Scott L.E. Banks or Callum O'Shea with no spaces or varying things. Just Callum O'Shea. One
varying point. Degrees, yes.
And at some point we will make a Twitter for the show, but I want to find someone else to run it because I do everything and it takes this so much. Fine. Takes so much time to do all the things. Submit your CVs to whoever cares.
No, just write on a napkin or something and put it through my letterbox.
Just I don't know, text me. Cool, right.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to tune in next time.
Say more stuff next time. Okay.
Say more stuff next time.
Bye.
See you later.